Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The gentle calmness of true strength. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. Romans 14:19. Consider the irony of freedom. Define it as the right to do as you please, and you will never be truly free. Define it as the right to do as you ought, and you will have discovered the essence of true freedom. In Romans 14, Paul describes the use and abuse of Christian liberty, as H.C.G. Moule explains. Walk with H.C.G. Moule, an English preacher and educator in the 1800s to early 1900s. In principle, Paul's own convictions lay with the strong, those who knew that nothing was unclean. He knew that the Lord was not grieved, but pleased, by the moderate and thankful use of his natural bounties. But though the strong may be right in principle concerning certain activities, this leaves untouched the still more stringent overruling principle, to walk in love, to live for the benefit of others. The strong are not to be ashamed of their liberty, but they are to be ashamed of 1 hour's unloving conduct. Their strength in Christ is never to be ungentle. It is to be shown first and most by patience. It is to take the form of the calm, strong readiness to understand another's point of view. Today's New Testament reading is Romans chapter 14, verses 13 through 23.
Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in the way of a brother or sister. I am convinced, being fully persuaded in the Lord Jesus, that nothing is unclean in itself. But if anyone regards something as unclean, then for that person it is unclean. If your brother or sister is distressed because of what you eat, you are no longer acting in love. Do not by your eating destroy someone for whom Christ died. Therefore, do not let what you know is good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and receives human approval. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All food is clean, but it is wrong for a person to eat anything that causes someone else to stumble. It is better not to eat meat or drink wine or to do anything else that will cause your brother or sister to fall. So whatever you believe about these things, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who does not condemn himself by what he approves. But whoever has doubts is condemned if they eat, because their eating is not from faith, and everything that does not come from faith is sin.
When it comes to the exercise of Christian liberty, God is looking for men and women who are strong in the Lord, yet tender toward those who are weak in the faith. He is looking for believers who temper their liberty with love. When you encounter a gray area in your walk with God, when you're not sure of the right course of action, when the scriptures are silent on a particular activity, what then? Then, put Paul's principle to work. When in doubt, love.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.